Matthew chapter 6 verse 13. Quickly, our class. Direct. How about for now, the... It'll be small thing. I want another translation. Give me ASV or NASV. Okay, let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. So you will see a slight but measured difference between what was in the book of what is in the King James Version and what is in this American Standard Version. Okay, show us New American Standard Bible so that we also confirm quickly. I want to show you something fundamental. You will not be able to do spiritual warfare properly if this fundamental block of understanding is not laid in your heart. It is this understanding that makes you see matters in a different light, because we have come in a generation that majority of the people are intellectual and sensual. It means that if it cannot be captured within the framework of the senses, they will not attest to it as something that is real. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, there are things happening upon the face of the earth that is as a result of the activities that is going on in the unseen realm. Those unseen realm has a great impact on this seen realm. Are you getting the point? Now let me show you something. Where is NASB? It's there. We used to use it. If you find it, who has it? Okay, the important thing here is that the Bible said in the second phrase there, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's read it together. One, two, go. Everybody, once again. It will mean that evil... Are you getting the point? When you use King James Version, it presented evil as a thing. At best, it presented evil as an experience. Are you getting the point? But when you use this translation, it presented evil as a person. Listen to me. You will not be able to do spiritual warfare accurately until you establish the fact, according to the scripture, that evil is fundamentally a person. So that if there is an experience that came forth, it is as a result of persons. Are you getting the point? Now, if you don't have this understanding, this is the reason why many people dismiss spiritual warfare and some of this teaching. They say that, you know, there are a lot of things they say, because they don't understand that according to the scripture, evil, are you getting the point, is a person. Just like good is a person. As we were talking the other day, a man came to Jesus and said, good master, nobody can do these things except he comes from God. And what did Jesus answer? He said, there is none that is good except what? God. It means that God is the one that defines the circumference of good. Meanwhile, if you check the life of Jesus, you find out that he is good himself. It will mean that Jesus is trying to make a point that the good in him is not as a result of good upbringing. The good in him is not as... Are you getting the point? It's not as a result of the fact that he went to good schools, costly schools. The good in him is because of the God in him. It is because of the indwelling personality within him that made him to be good. And as a matter of fact, if any man is good without it flowing from a person, according to God, that person is evil. Now, that's not my statement. The Bible said, if your fathers of earth being evil can give you good gifts, he said, how much more? Now, it is, he said, how much more will your heavenly father? Are you getting the point? Now, it means that there is a contrast and comparison between your physical father and the heavenly father. Your physical father loves you so much, is it not true? I have seen his picture, you look like him. No be so. So your physical father loves you so much, but the Bible told me I should tell you that he is what? she can't say. The day you realize this, of course, that is not consistent anymore if the person is born again. Are you getting the point? When you become born again, then the personality of good will now come inside. It is then that we now say somebody is good. Not because of good training, it is not bad. Not because of good education, it is not bad. But we have seen that good education can just help us a little far. When demons begin to invade, no matter the school you went to, you will still behave like dogs. We have seen the sons of rich men, educated men, they sleep with animals. Are you getting the point? Some of them, male to male, they sleep, women to women. Is that not telling you something? That they are pigs, even though that they are rich, and they are counted as people of royalty, people on earth. It seems as if education cannot wipe out that. It seems as if affluence and influence cannot wipe that out. It will mean that there is something in them that cannot handle the powers that is trying to force them to do things. That will mean, are you getting the point? That for them to be good, something needs to happen within them. It is the personality of good coming inside you and you yielding in partnership and living after that personality that makes you good. Are you getting the point? Now, evil in the same manner, look at it. Okay, write it down. Make sure you write it down. Evil is fundamentally a personality. Evil is fundamentally what? A personality. Number two, good is fundamentally a person or a personality. Never forget this in all of this our teaching. In fact, if we are not able to establish the fact that evil is a person, then philosophers, you know, there are Bible teachers that are philosophers. Motivational speakers can get us to accept the fact that there is nothing like spiritual warfare if we cannot extract from the scripture that there are personalities that are not seen that is involved in the activities that is going on in this our world. Are you getting the point? If this world is just about the human beings that is there, then you can come and challenge your fellow human being. And then you go scot-free. Huh? But you come and tell Elisha, bad-hearted man, and he says something. What brought out those beasts? How can your fellow human being speak and something like that happen? Jezebel will come and tell Elijah, the mighty prophet, let this happen to me if I don't collect your head. Elijah escaped. You think it's because of the woman one-on-one? The woman one-on-one, won't you be able to beat her up? As a matter of fact, by the time they finally judged her, it was people that threw her up from the... Is it not true? Meaning that physically she is not strong. It must be that there is an evil personality that is behind the expressions and manifestations that is in his life. Are you getting the point? Mm-hmm. Establish this fact that evil is what? A person. Never forget it. We can have an evil event. We can have an evil circumstance. We can have a bad circumstance. But behind that event is a person. Are you getting the point? Behind every evil event is a personality. And as we progress, we find out that events are more wicked and deadly dependent on the spirits that are behind it. The way we find out, according to the scripture, how powerful a spirit is how much havoc and evil it can cause. How much wickedness can emanate from his personality. And that is why, when the scripture was giving us, as we will get to see it, the rankings of spirit beings that operate to influence the activities on this earth realm. The Bible said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Number one, what? Number two? Number three? Rulers of darkness of this world. Number four? This fourth one is the highest ranking. The Bible called them against the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. It means that these men are ranked by their wickedness. Just like if you are of God, we are ranked by how good you are, how compassionate, how loving. Do you know how demons are ranked? Yes. If you want to know the manifested proof of the measure of Christ that is in you, it is by the love and goodness that flows from you. Is it not true? If we want to know how powerful demons are too, we measure them by how wicked and how evil that they can be. The more wicked and evil a spirit is, the more he can be able to cause damage. And the terrible things that we see around our society and around our territory is a proof that wicked beasts have invaded. So people say, there is no warfare, that this our world is on its own. How can you say that? The Bible has said it. In fact, oh my God, we need to be ready in these last days. Because the Bible said that I will show you from the book of Revelation. The Bible said that in the last days that there are certain demon beasts and spirits that we are being locked up. I need you to know that according to the Bible, that there are certain spirits that God did not allow to operate on earth freely. Because their operation upon the face of the earth will lead to man being totally lost in record time. But the Bible said that one of the signs of the last days is that some of these beasts will enter the earth. I mean, God will allow them freedom. It's in your Bible. As we get on, I will get to show you. Oh, we need to be aware. And that is why we need to trap the dimension of this dimension of energy, so that we'll be able to withhold the power of the enemy. And I need to tell you that certain manifestations of darkness in these last days is not something that prayer can actually stop, but it is something that prayer can restrain. I know you did not hear me, so let me leave it. The day you understand this, you will find out that what God said about the last days will happen. But just because we are in Egypt and plagues are falling doesn't mean it will come to Goshen. Are you getting the point? So there are Goshen facilities and systems that God has made available, and men need to understand first of all the season that they have entered, so that they will take advantage of the structures that God has made available to give them succor in those days. The Bible said in the days that plagues were coming in Egypt, nothing happened in Goshen. That means that there are territories defined for the people of God, so that within that confinement, the arrows and the attacks of the enemy cannot find you. Have you not noticed that there are sometimes you go home and then something that has stopped happening to you will happen again? But you come back to Beterama or something, it will never happen until you go home. How many of you, something like that has happened to you? Raise your hand. Why will you bring down your hand? You raise your hand and saw nobody raise the hand and you kept it back. There are demons that cannot cross that door. You have heard of the one that Kenny Hagin spoke about. I think the wife of somebody connected to him, or somebody connected to him, I've forgotten exactly, the demon purchase here. When it comes to a very rugged service, the demon will leave. And then after, it will come back again. So as long as you are in a fire service, the impact of that spirit will not come. How many of you have not noticed it? Certain things don't happen to you when you are here. It is when you leave and go back, you start experiencing it again. It will mean that there is a demonic power and influence, a personality that is trying to force that experience, is trying to give you an encounter. All encounters don't come from God. Just as we seek encounter from the Holy Ghost, demons can give you what? An encounter. But you don't receive an encounter from demons in the name of Jesus. Unfortunately, you have to war to make sure it doesn't happen. Because all the times, demons are seeking to give you an encounter. Sometimes all they will do is to pass. Once they pass, you start feeling dryness in your walk with God. You start feeling dryness. How many of you has happened to you? You start feeling dry. It will take some time before the water will come again. There are some warfares you will have in the spirit, and you will start struggling with your secret place. There are some warfares you will engage, and lust will start coming back. There is nothing you did to warrant. Am I not saying the truth? There is nothing you did that should warrant lost. In fact, sometimes for long you have not seen movie, you have not seen a woman, you have not seen anything, yet lost came strong, so strong that you know it's not a mistake. You are not wise. Sometimes when those things happen, you can even use discipline to come against you. You find out that discipline will not work. You off your phone and say, for 3 days I will not touch it. Let me go and do it. They are demons. They set them, set Ekwensu kwado already. And if you are not aware, on that day a man can fall thinking it's because he is weak as a person. What he doesn't know is that there is a calculated attempt from darkness to bring you down. Sometimes for such adventure to prosper, they can release as much as 20 demons with one spirit in charge. Huh? I don't have time to explain to you how those things work. They will begin to arrange things around. Huh? They will begin to arrange things. Make sure you are on the internet and make sure they manipulate the right thing to appear. And make sure you have not been able to obey or pray. Are you getting the point? And make sure that time you are alone in the room. And make sure, are you getting the point? That the message you sent to somebody to help you, you don't know what is happening, did not deliver. Has it not happened to you? Some people sent message to me, it did not enter until the whole experience passed. There are people, powers of darkness was trying to fight them and bring them down. And Satan is, the demon will be telling you, don't send me message, don't call him, don't say, you can handle it. Say after me, you can handle it. You can handle it and you are dying. One day my sister finished from bed pants and she went home and became sick. The sickness was increasing. And she was praying and doing the things. I wanted to call me. The spirit told him, don't call me now. Don't call me. Don't send message. Don't, you can handle it. It's just a little headache. It's just a little malaria. It will be over. Just sleep. Lie down, sleep. Lie down. It will go. It's just stress. It's demons. Once you sleep, if you ever sleep, go and check it. What I'm saying, I know, because it has happened to me. Once you sleep and wake up, it will seem as if they use 2x2 and beat you up. Has it not happened to you? Beat you up mercilessly. As of that time, even the prayer, the energy to pray, everything has dried. So you will now notice that you missed just a moment in time to do something about that. But if you use that small opportunity that presented itself and smuggled life through prayer or something, then if you wake up, you will know that even if the symptoms have not totally gone, you will know that you have edge, you have advantage. Suddenly she sent me a message. He said, as she's sending the message, the sickness left. As she's still sending the message, the sickness what? Left. Because he's a demon. And as they are making you sick, one is making you sick, another one is telling you don't do anything about it. A demon will be telling you to make wrong decision. And another, they will come as a group. One group is trying to give you wrong advice. The other one is trying to put pressure on you to take that choice. Another, have demons mounted pressure on you to do something? You will breathe. You will find out how weak you are. It's demons. Once you are under pressure to do something beyond your will, it is not normal. It is a demon. War against that spirit. Turn and say, you demon, I know you. Once you say you know it, you know the demon. One of the greatest words, sentences to use against demon spirits is to tell them, I know you. Satan doesn't want people to know that he's the one acting. He wants you to think that this is the way you are created. You should be sick every 3 days. They will use one medical name and give to it. Huh? There is always a name. There is always a name, all medical people. Is it not true? There is always a name. demons.
Warfare.
So now that you have established this, I want to lay a quick emphasis, because many people make mistakes. Some people are born again today, and as soon as they are born again, all they know is warfare, fire, fire. They don't even know anything about who they are. They don't know who Christ is. They don't know what Jesus have done. They don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't know the Bible. They don't know anything. And all they are doing is, since they are born again, all they are doing is warfare. They think by doing 7 hours warfare, it has meant that you have grown. As a matter of fact, the real preparation for warfare, are you getting the point? Is a man giving himself to the things that makes him expand and grow in Christ. That is the real stamina that we gain in warfare. So a man is strong in warfare not because he shouted Holy Ghost fire and did warfare for 7 hours, but because he yielded to the things that will make him grow in Christ. If you have not been a man of obedience to the word of God, a man that is subject to the leadings and guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will find out that you will pray and your prayer will be weak. The impact that you have spiritually will be very, very weak. Meanwhile, you are dispensing a lot of energy. Those days in our church, in the village, when we come, there is a woman, you come and say, let's thank God, let's bless his name. He will say, Father, we thank you. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire. I bind you. Fire, 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 fire. I say, now wow. Now wow. Say after me, now wow. Just thank God first. Thank God. He said, Holy Ghost fire. And that woman doesn't know what it means to thank God. He doesn't know what it means for him to draw from the resource of heaven. He doesn't know that what Satan is afraid of and demons is afraid of is not your words. It's the accumulation of spiritual realities that is of God in your heart. Such that a man can come and look at a demon spirit and say, and the demon will leave. I want to ask, what is in? Is it not? Huh? Oh yeah, do it. It's just, there is nothing in it. But there are some people, if they do, demons will come out. The one I'm looking at you like this, what is in a look? Is there anything in it? No. But there are people, if they look at demonized people, the demons will begin to come out. That means that there is a reality that is being communicated. Are you getting the point? If that reality is not within, then it cannot flow out. What we have is many people that want Satan and the works of darkness to crumble, but they have not cared to build themselves to be men that are of sufficient measure in Christ to contend with that kind of principality, with that kind of power. The Bible said, having in readiness to judge all disobedience, when what? Your obedience is complete. It means that the power of Satan in our life is to the degree, fundamentally to the degree, that we have yielded ourselves to disobedience. A man that has not yielded himself to the obedience of the word of God, in that measure, Satan will have advantage over you. Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point? Yeah. So there is a way a man submits to the word of God, yields to the truth of the scripture, submits to the disciplines, prayer, fasting, and yielding himself to the life of righteousness. There are many warfares you will not get to pray about, but you have fought it. Just because somebody did not say, are you getting where I'm going? There are people that say they don't believe in warfare, they don't fight warfare. All they do is to claim the name and apply the blood. I want to ask, what is that? The way you did it doesn't matter. What is important is that it's warfare. There are people, they do their warfare like this. They come out in the morning and say, I am preserved, I'm protected. The enemy can't find me. I am hidden in Christ. What is that? Just because you are doing it that way, what does it mean to be hidden in Christ? Is he not surround me by fire? Surround me by fire. So that another people are saying their own like that. Just because you say, I am hidden in Christ, when you see yourself in the spirit, what you will see is fire around you. Is it not true? Now you will understand that just because you said, I am hidden in Christ, in God, how does God hide a man? How does God, where does he hide a man? I'm hidden him, and you say you are not. That is warfare, because you are making an attempt to restrain Satan, to restrain the power of darkness, and you are using the sword of the word of God, and that is what Satan cannot resist. Just because you are saying it and it doesn't look as if you are doing warfare doesn't mean it's not warfare, because you are kitted with the tools of warfare and the weapons of war. And when you brought out the word, that is something that Satan cannot contend against. I receive the victory that Jesus Christ has won. It is mine. The victory of Christ is mine. I'm more than conquerors. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. In the name of Jesus, I'm an overcomer. Somebody say, you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer over sickness. You are an overcomer over Satan. What is it? I didn't hear you. What is it? The way you are saying it doesn't matter. It is still warfare. According to the scripture, I make another point. There are spirits to be casted out and there are spirits to be warred with. Demonic spirits. So you will see Jesus, there are certain demon spirits, and he will come. I think on the account that is in the book of Matthew chapter 10. Help me and find it, Elijah. Help me and find it. I beheld Satan fall like lightning. I beheld Satan. I beheld Satan. I beheld Satan. I beheld Satan. No, be smart. Luke chapter 10 verse 18. Let me start from verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils, demons, are subject unto us. What? Through thy name. Verse 18. And he said unto them, what? If I'm the one, that is not a proper answer to give to this. Jesus sent people two by two. Like, we have been going around Obimumejak and Umumejak this period. You know that victory we got on the field, those demons and things happening, is as a result of the warfare we won here. If we had not won, are you getting the point? One in prayer here, you can go there and some people will be preaching and they will become sick. Have you not gone for evangelism and you became sick coming back? Have you not gone for evangelism with joy and you are coming back, you started becoming sad? You don't know what happened to you. I'm telling you, it's a demon that manipulated your emotions. Have you not gone for evangelism? Sometimes you do well. As you're coming back, somebody, or throughout that day, sometimes for 2 days, people will be finding your trouble. Has it not happened to you before? Stop looking at the humans. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. There are demon spirits that are trying to get back at you, and they're trying to get you to react in the flesh so that they will have what they will hold to afflict you. Are you getting the point? So the victory, these men told Jesus that demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus told them, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. What is the connection? It will mean that the demon spirits that are being conquered on the field is because the principality that is the ruling spirit over those oppressions and those, let me tell you how demons function. Demons work, they work in groups and batches. So sometimes Jesus will come and cast out a deaf and dumb spirit. And the Bible says the demon will carry the person and throw him on the ground, and the person will start foaming. What's the connection between deaf and dumb and foaming? What's the connection? Are you seeing it? That means there are a group of demons that work together. They come together. And you will notice that anytime you cast out a dumb spirit, there is a deaf spirit there. So deaf and dumb spirit, what? Work together. There are spirits that work together. And many times, they come in group. It's not just one. They come in group. So when Jesus came and met the madman of Gadaran, and he asked him, the man said that I'm legion. He said, I am legion because we are what? Many. But it's one that is speaking. It means that the one that is speaking has a legion of... Why did he use legion? He used legion. For you to hear that word legion means that this looks like a military arrangement. Is it not true? Meaning that there are soldiers available and a captain over them. Are you getting the point? That means there is a group of demons that is under a captain with a command to achieve something. And many times when warfare comes against a person, a group, a ministry, a territory, what happens is that Satan sends one or two of his captains, and then they will enter with their entourage, with the demons that are subject to them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, but there is a principal spirit. Now, real victory can never be gotten until you dislodge the principality or the power or the wicked spirit that those demons are answerable to. Let me tell you what I mean. A woman came to a healing meeting, and when she came to a healing meeting, the man of God prayed, I rebuke you, deaf spirit. Bam! And the ear opened. Are you hearing me? The woman went back and the deafness came back again. It came back tomorrow. The man rebuked it. It opened. Went back. It closed the second time. Came back the third time. The man now knew that there is a spirit that is causing this. So this one now is not a matter of healing anointing. This one now is a matter of spiritual what? Warfare. There is a spirit that is taking that deafness and putting it back. And there must be a legal reason why the spirit is attempting and fulfilling that. Now, even though the anointing has the capacity to take it away, but it takes warfare to stop it permanently. It is when the man of God now engaged warfare and ward and bound the spirit that is putting back that thing on him, because there are demons that blocks the ear, but there is a principal spirit that gives them the instruction and the assignment. Are you getting the point? So when Satan wants to do something terrible in your life, he will manipulate your father, manipulate your mother. I'm trying to tell you that what he sent is a principal spirit to make you to backslide. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
what Satan wants is to make you to backslide. He will now send a group of demons to work on your father. Send another group to work on your mother. Send another group to work on your uncles. Send another group to work on you. Send another group to work on circumstance. And then you say, things are bad. Huh? And your mother will call you and say her own. Your father will call you and say his own. Huh? Sometimes, if you have a pastor that is not spiritual, the demons will also feast on your pastor. You don't know. Pastors are one of the most demonized people in this world. They don't know. Some of the demons that are removing from people is coming on them. Yes. I'm telling you. There are some warfares you will do. Eh? You delivered a lady. You went back. You started feeling the spirit of immorality. Is what you casted out from somebody. He came to check whether you man where they cast me, you they vulnerable. With you relate. As they cast me, just say we know if you relate. Check him now. Check him now. Somebody say check him now. If you are not wise, you say, I feel like calling somebody. Feel like calling who? You are under attack. The demon, what Satan wants is for you to be the principal demon that was sent against, is a warfare against your consistency. Sometimes Satan will send the demon of sickness
so that you will not wake up in the night. If you don't resist that, you take drug, it doesn't stop. What they want is for you to miss 3 nights of prayer. By the time you are coming back on the 4th day, he has succeeded in smuggling something. You are now in disadvantage, because warfare sometimes is not about the fact that you have conquered everything. It's about the advantage you have. If Satan takes away advantage from you, you will keep laboring, but you will find out that you are steps behind Satan. The power of the believer is not that Satan has been obliterated from the earth, but because there is always an advantage given to us. A believer that is correct without doing anything yet is many, many steps ahead of Satan. So when Satan, the demon spirit, the principality is sent to bring down your altar. Are you getting the point? It will start by discouraging you from fellowshipping with brethren. You wake up one day and you don't feel like coming to tent. You say, let me follow online. As you're following online, that day, network will not work. Yes, as they sent a demon to discourage you, they send another one to deal with the network. Send another one to put frustration in your heart. Send another one to say, in fact, I'm not doing it again. Send another one to make you to say, how do I relieve myself? Send another one to remind you that there is a movie on your phone. Are you seeing the way we are going? You are not with me. See, you will be going like this. Has it not happened to you? You are under attack. There is a principal spirit in charge, and they are sent to war, and the war is against your altar. But you will not know. The demons that are the minions under him will be sent with specific assignments. One, to bring despondency in your heart. Another one, bring bitterness. Sometimes all they need to do is to bring suspicion. And once the one brings suspicion, another one will go and tell the other one and say, go and tell this sister to come and do this. And the sister will come and do that. And the spirit of suspicion will leave, and the spirit of criticism will come. Are you getting the point? So this sister come and does something, and suspicion will take his work, and criticism will enter. And as you begin to move, another spirit will enter. That spirit is the spirit, sometimes the spirit of vengeance. Sometimes you slip into the flesh. Unforgiving spirit. A lot of activities will begin to come. Meanwhile, what they did is that they had a meeting in darkness and said, how do we stop this sister from entering her new season? Because they have looked at you now and they know that by June you will become another thing else. They said, how do we stop her? They said, one demon is a meeting. You know, one demon will say, we know one weakness we are always sure of, that it always works. It always was. They will start manipulating it by making you, your business did not go well, and you feel like talking with somebody. If you think I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you. There is nothing you will do to me. What you need to do to me is to buy. I don't drink wine. No. They say it's not good for my health. So I've stopped. I've reduced. I've stopped. I've not stopped totally. I have to say the truth. I jammed the devil. Amen. I've not stopped totally. I looked upon one wine and it's cold. See, high boy, they laugh with me. I looked at you, it was cold. I looked at you, I said, oh, FIFA, you're good, mad. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh. So Satan can come and begin to arrange things around you, but you will not. If you see those things as separate events that are happening, sometimes you say, I've been making mistake often. Who told you it's mistake? Who told you that thing is mistake? Who told you? Satan is looking, he knew that
this newfound connection you have made with me now will be the end of his activity in your life. So he perfectly orchestrated things to make sure that connection is severe by any means possible. That's that. They know once you cut off, you will return back. But you will not know. Satan can trace like this and find out that your strength is your connection to your spiritual authority, your head. And he will manipulate everything. In fact, he will manipulate it to the point that he will do things that will seem as if even your father in the Lord is fighting you. When you think he is the one fighting, you will not know his complex warfare. Heavy demon, brutal spirit raised from hell to fight you. You people are young. There are some things I will not say. I'm telling you, the things I'm telling you, I will show you from the scripture. People don't come to our level just because by luck. Who told you luck? Sometimes some beasts will rise from the water. Beasts like Leviathan. And you'll be saying fire, fire, it doesn't touch them. Have you not heard about Leviathan? You will have to lock yourself for 14 days. Off your phone. Stop calling people. Stop complaining. Stop telling people, you see what happened to me. Stop looking for who will pity you. Stop looking for who to talk to. Stop looking for who to intervene for you. Your intervention is not on earth. It's a spiritual contention. And until you see beyond men and see the manipulation and orchestration of high-powered demonic entourage to bring you down, you will not contend with it the way you are supposed to. Huh? Sometimes you can even say, in the name of Jesus, I'm all right. I'm okay. In the name of Jesus, I'm all right. Things work out for me. I say, I bind you, Satan. Take your hands off. Keep telling him from morning till night, I know you, Satan. I know you are the one. I know you are trying to. So some people, Satan know that your weakness is your mind. If he can weaken you in the mind, he can rob you of the new season that you have entered into. He can begin to tell you, look at you, that you enter new season. Have you dealt with this one? Look at this one now. And then as he's saying it, probably I will come and rebuke you on something. You say, I told you. I told you. You have not started. I told you. Oh God, go and pack. You are not. He's carefully manipulated to make sure you fall. And Satan have known that your weakness is your mind. There are people that have strong capacity in the mind, that if Satan is telling them those things, they will not succumb. As long as it's, they will not succumb. But there are some people, once Satan come, and then it will tell you, look at you. You, man, you, they're beautiful. They are talking of the people that God will use mighty. You are even counting yourself. Come, 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 sit down. Have they not spoken to you? Okay, since they have not spoken to you, let's summarize this. There is nobody they have not spoken to. If you are qualified, why did they not count you in? Didn't you see the people they counted in? When Papa was counting people in, did he count you? He saw you, he left you. Meanwhile, Papa is not aware. That's not, but you don't know Satan. You don't know that man. And they will mount so much pressure on you in that moment, explaining to you until they convince you. And you look at it, you said, I just feel sad. I just wonder what I'm still even doing in better mind. Is this my process? Doesn't it even end? You know, if I'm making progress, but as Papa is telling others, he should be telling me. Meanwhile, that's when you made progress. And Satan is trying to rob you of your. Once you accept that thing he's saying, you start afresh. Have you not noticed? After me, spiritual warfare. I told you to know, first of all, that evil is a person, but it hides behind circumstances and events, and then it begins to manipulate the outcome of things and people's life. And them that are not intelligent to understand
that Satan and demons are the ones that are manipulating this, we not deal with the situation the way it should. Where is God's love? My brother, God's love, those days, demons came, high power spirits, some from his foundation, some from occultic people in that place you are doing. I hope you know they are occultic people. Those days it started, they will come and be pouring, dropping blood everywhere. Where is blood coming from? In a plaza that is locked. Where did, how did they enter and drop blood? Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? He will come and his business will start struggling. He will tell me, Papa, see, I have downloaded some books. I say, oh, that is priesthood. He said, yes, I will pray. There is a prayer I'm praying. There is some prayer I watched online. I said, this guy said, I want to deal with you. So when I told him once, I told him tomorrow, I knew he can only learn by experience. Happy Akoja is once Koja and Kebu Akoja and Kebu. He came to my altar and lay like this. He was crying. I said, wow, the convicting power. If you see the way I was feeling myself that day, I was saying my teaching was powerful. That men are crying out to God. You see, oh man of God, if people cry, I'll find out why. It can be because their boyfriend says something that they don't want, or their husband says something that they will come and be crying. That crying, if I say something, somebody will think I'm talking. That crying is sponsored by Satan. A cry that does not make you feel better at the end, is it a good one? As you are crying, you are entering depression. When a cry is by the Holy Ghost, when you finish, you feel light. How many of you has happened to you? You feel relieved, you feel better, you feel joy. But when demons, actually, when they are true, in nature, well, everybody that is a person that is always nature, well, is demon, and that demon is coming from the clan of depression. That demon that makes you to think about your life is coming from the clan of what? Depression. Yes. Is demon. Somebody will pick up his phone, and you have conquered masturbation and pornography for 3 months, 6 months. You are happy, you are making progress. One day you pick up, one day you are in your sleep and you hear a voice. Take your phone, take your phone. You woke up, took your phone. They say, just be pressing some of you opening, because they will man pressure on you to be opening things. Before you know it, you start looking. Once you start looking, the engineer, I can't you tell now. Yes. As of this time, discipline is not enough. Are you getting what I'm saying? Warfare is the next. Maybe as we advance, I will show you the advantages of the believer. One of it is staying within corporate rank. There are many people here. The reason why God brought you here to live and stay is so that you will conquer many seasons of warfare in your life. There are many seasons you will never, you have been failing it. Not because you are bad, you have been. So God brought you around here so that there are days you wouldn't have woken up to pray. Non so. Oh, hey, so. But you are in Sabo. Once is when is prayer, night vigil, pray, night watch? 12, have you? When is 12? Huh? People will be waking you. Even if you want to sleep, they will tap you. If you miss one, two, they will send me a message. And say, Papa, say, Lotana, not the wake up again. The guy, the vroom. You know how many messages I've received? It's because I'm a father, I cannot. Sometimes we allow you to make mistakes. So that you will find out too that you need the help of the corporate alignment. No matter how strong you are, a day will come. The reason why you will survive that season is that there are brothers and sisters that held your hand. There are people, what helped them is that they know that no matter how bad it is, there is bedpans. They will just manage and just carry themselves. Put her inside bedpans. Once you put her, you say, ah, I'm here now. Sometimes, for 15 minutes, nothing is working. Sometimes, you didn't even pray well till the end of the service. But as they are praying, doing things, you are just listening to it. They will just be pouring it on your head. Pouring it on your head. When you are going, you are feeling better. Okay, so that's what you are doing. For a believer to execute spiritual warfare competently, and I need to tell you that many of these things that go on in the body of Christ that they call spiritual warfare is not one. Remember, Jesus said, it's a matter of fact, he said that a kingdom cannot stand and fight against itself. So somebody is not born again and he has charm. You know, some of them are listening to me, you know that your father took you to a native doctor and you ate and they gave you incision. You are wearing a ring and there is a waist bead. There is something still in your house. And then you came for me to pray for you, or you came to join us and say, Holy Ghost fire to what? A kingdom divided against itself cannot what? Stand. There are people here, you need to repent first. Stop praying. I don't want to, if I tell Holy Ghost help me and find them by power, you go find them. They gave them water, they saw things, they took Bible and kept one side so that they will confuse people that are their heart is already led away. Keep Bible one side and see what they tell you. No chineke jifeni na alor mborogu nke chineke aukwu nke chineke. Have you not heard it before? Oh, chineke, we soap na God create him. No, be so. Water na God create him. I don't want to call that one. That one, a letter. They'll be telling you, water, is it not God that created it? He say, yeah. Salt, is it not God that created it? That's how they deceive people that don't know Bible. They will not give you salt. Just God created salt. God is the one that created sand. God is the one that created water. So what you do is bring salt, pour it, then take sand, pour, then use water and sprinkle. There is not God created all of them for us in Jesus' name. So if you are even deceived by the fact that they mention the name of Jesus, you don't know anything. The Bible said that even the demons, they believe in God and tremble. But their belief is mental assent. It is not an activity that is within. Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
Even Jesus said that there are many that will be saying, my name, Lord, 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 but I don't know them. So there are many people that will be saying Jesus. So if you are deceived by when they finish doing all their matter, they say, in Jesus' name, you are mumu. You don't know Bible basic. And guess what? Majority of believers in the body of Christ has come under the spell of those witchcraft manipulation. And that is where we are. And then when genuine teaching on spiritual warfare comes, some block will not accept it because of those nonsense. But just because gun killed somebody, do we stop using gun? Just because somebody had an accident with a vehicle, do we stop using it? You even buy EQ. Maybe it's this. Are you getting the point? I want to stop here. Tomorrow I will show you the three basic requirements that must be in place for a man to engage spiritual warfare. I think I should tell you one. Number one, Ephesians chapter 1, starting from verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Be fast. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. 21. Far above. Are you seeing it? Far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Next verse. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things. To what?
The church.
So what Jesus is, God gave so that it can reach the church. Next verse. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Next verse. And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Quickly. Wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the earth, and the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Next verse. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and of the mind. And we are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us. Next verse now. Even when we were dead in sin, had, number one, quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Next verse. Now, this is where I'm going. If your Bible is your own, underline. And had raised us to, how many things happen here? Number two, and has what? Raised us up together. Go back to verse 5. I want to show you something. Verse 5, quickly. Oh. Even when we were dead in sin, number one, he had what? The point is not quickened. The point is quickened what? Together. So we are quickened together with who? Christ. Okay, show me verse 6. And has raised us up what? Together. So there are a few things happening here. Number one, he quickened us together. Number two, he raised us together. But finally, made us to what? Sit together in heavenly places. Number one thing that happened is what? He quickened us together. Number two is what? He raised us together. Number three is what? I didn't hear you. You people are not saying. Everybody, one, two, ready, go.
He quickened us together.
Number two?
Together.
Number three?
Together.
Don't forget this. Let's say it the third time. Number one? Number two? Number three? I think we need to say it the third time. Sometimes meditation involves you saying something. Huh? Number one? Number two? Number three? The implication of being born again. What happened to you when you got born again? Is fundamentally these three things. Number one is that you were quickened. What it means to be quickened is that you are made alive. Are you getting the point?
Yes,
now you are made alive, and it, see, this is a spiritual reality and essence, because you were made alive in your spirit. Huh? Number one. Number two is that you were raised up together. It means that God made you alive, but he didn't allow you to stay in that spiritual plane. Listen, the Bible said that for all have sinned and what? I didn't hear you. For all have sinned and what? The important thing is that man has what? Fallen. Say after me, man has what?
Fallen.
Now, the Bible said he weakened you But he did not just quicken you. He what? Raised you up from where you were fallen. And then he didn't raise you up and leave you anywhere. Because there are many heights. He took you to the highest height. And in what? He said, we sat together. So there are three component things that happen to you together with Christ. That is something that is supposed to be a subsisting and consistent part of your daily experience. If such a man will be competent in spiritual warfare, it is something that should have formed a bedrock of your subconscious. You see, the things we teach is about consciousness. It means that it matters for nothing if it has not left the pages of the scripture and found a building block within your subconscious. Because when you enter into warfare, what challenge, what forms a weapon is not just that you are quoting the Bible. What forms a weapon are the things about the scripture that has become a component of your subconscious. Are you getting the point? So I can be saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and Satan will still wound you. It will mean that the reality of what you are saying has not entered your subconscious. Such a man needs to trap the word within his members. Such a man has to receive the word within his heart. Such a man needs to receive a building. And many times we have to stay with the word of God for long. If you don't know how to stay with the word of God, it's simple. Keep saying it. Keep confessing it. See, the confession is not for something to move from your mouth to do something. The confession is for the word to move from the scripture to do something to you. Because it is what has been done to you that Satan responds to. When a man comes, even before you have said something, Satan knows a man that is equipped in the spirit. He knows a volatile man. I'm volatile. Satan knows a volatile man. He knows a man that is combustible in the spirit. And you are not combustible because you are being... No, you are combustible because of the content of the fuel material that you carry. Eh? Have you not seen fuel carried in trailers? They will say, don't bring fire. He said, this one is highly inflammable. What makes a man inflammable? It means that you have trapped raw materials in you. And anytime Satan comes, all you need is to light fire. So a man that has hidden the word in his heart and he has become a component part of your subconscious. When that man arises with anger in the night, he says, Satan, I know you. I judge this power. Satan will check inside and will receive petrol from possible elements. Sometimes when you are loaded, the Bible said, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. It means a man is a weapon. Sometimes they come like a submachine gun. And when you start to be demons in your family will come and say, we are not shooting God. Because it has entered. He is the one that caused the foundations to shift. How does he do it? Obediently. There are some tongues. Because the word has entered your subconscious, you start praying in tongues. Can you release your weapons? Heavy artillery. Intercontinental ballistics. If you throw it from there, it will land in your family without missing. There are certain locations in our territory that is in need of spiritual bombing. This night.
one more minute. You cannot joke with a moment like this. When windows are open in the spirit, wise men take advantage.
Pray.
You can cast your seed and offering. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m.